young men dying all around. And it keeps going through my brain, and I can still hear the sound. I hear talking of people, the whole world has gone insane. And all there is left is the falling rain. And all there is left is the falling rain.
Well, everybody knows her, she's the one to love. Well, everybody knows her, she's the one to love. It will take time to tell her she came by. Tell you she wants you back again, try her luck again. She wants you back again, try her luck again. She's out west and waiting for the sun to rise. She's out west and waiting for the sun to rise. The look in her eyes, the sun in her skies, says she wants you back again, try her luck again. She wants you back again, try her luck again. La da 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 da, yes. La da 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 da, yes, yes. Everybody knows her, she's the one to love. I said everybody knows her, she's the one to love. It will take time to tell her. She wants you back again, try her luck again. She wants you back again, try her luck again. Oh, she wants you back again, try her luck again.
That's music from Jonathan Edwards. He's a country singer and folk singer, best known for his 1971 hit single, Sunshine. That was a tune called Everyone Knows Her, and I really wanted to play that on the show because I really like it. Before that, one of the Indians that rocked the world, Link Ray and Fallen Rain. His single, Rumble, actually was turned into a movie, and it's called Rumble, Indians That Rock the World, and Stevie Salas has a lot to do with that. He's the producer of that, and it's an incredible documentary. You got to check it out. But his song Rumble actually hit the top 20 in the United States way back in the 1950s, 1958, that is. And it's one of the earliest songs to use distortion and tremolo as an effect. He's changed the lives of so many artists. Like there's also We Must Get Loud, I think it's called, with The Edge and Jimmy Page and Jack White, and they pay homage to Link Ray in that as well. Music coming up from a little unknown singer in Canada, and it's called Georgia Moon. So check that out. It's coming up right here, right now on the jukebox. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I've laid up here so long and can't recall what for. Was it the wine-stained bed or the creaking floor? Either way, coming off this mountain top for you. Well, I know this time of year you're probably sick of rain. Those southern storms blow in sound like a haunted train. But don't you fret, no thunder that's rolling through. Well, I'm coming off this mountain top. Table up, I'll bring the guitar down. And I'll wear your favorite suit, you wear that flowing gown. And for your
that is music from singer-songwriter and country artist Ian Noe from Beattiesville, Kentucky. I'm Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. The song was called Off This Mountaintop, released earlier this year. We've got music from Seawolf, which is an indie band out of Los Angeles and is led by Alex Brown Church. A song called You're a Wolf is coming up. We also have brand new music from Adrian Sutherland from Attawapiskat, and he has finally released a song in his language, Cree. The song is called Natawai, which stands for father. And it's the first time he's ever done this, which is great. It talks about, indigenous culture and pays homage to the language. We also have something from Sebastian Gaskin. It's called Higher. And it is a collaboration with Boogie the Beat, who released a brilliant album earlier this year called Cousins. I think you're going to really dig that as well. Here it is on the show, followed by Kilometer from an artist by the name of Burna Boy. And Burna Boy is from Nigeria. Hope you dig it. We got lots of great music coming up.
I don't walk that many kilometers. People think I be Johnny just come. Like I just got rich, like my money just come. Send them back to where they come from. For talking like the product of a torn condom. Southside me come from, me no care, my brother. One side, sit down for one chair, my brother. Come try, me will make you disappear, my brother. Long time it takes to reach here, my brother. Kilometers. I don't come kilometers. I don't walk that many kilometers. Learn from the teacher. I don't take for the game, she no pitas. I decide bad mind from a distance. Not this sweet, I be all of my pitas.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
the southern stream, got to the river for a run too low. I'm walking on the southern stream, got to the river for a run too low.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
Trolling college music so you don't have to. No loyalties, no orthodoxy. Keeping it real, dumb, and organic since 2019. Tune into Home of Burnaby Rock with John on Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Bird note. Imagine you've found your way to a marsh, a forest, or other natural habitat, and you've spotted an unfamiliar bird. How do you figure out what it is? Apart from the color and size of the bird, what do you look for? A bird's behavior offers many clues. You'll see flycatchers flycatch, darting out from a branch to catch a bug in the air, and warblers warble, although sometimes it's hard to catch them in the act. To distinguish one bird from a similar one, watch what the bird does and how it moves. Does it flick its wings? Bob up and down? Flip its tail? A field guide usually mentions these behaviors, and watching for them can help you determine which bird is which. Is the bird feeding on the ground or high in a tree? Does it walk or hop? These distinctive actions give a bird personality.
There, back to the very top of that cedar. See how it works its way down that trunk?
Watching birds is a bit like detective work. Gather enough clues and you'll solve the mystery. Elementary, my dear Watson. You'll find all kinds of resources for learning about birds when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.